Well, following the November USDA report, we now have a pretty good handle on where milk production should be in 2014 and where prices are going to be as well. The question is, now that we have this information, what should we do with it? Well, Brian Doherty says it's not time to sit on your hands.
Now is not the time for dairy producers to become complacent. They're starting to see some real light at the end of the tunnel, feeding $4 corn. All of next year's milk price, when you take January through December, take those futures months, Mike, divide by 12, you're averaging right at $17 right now. That is a point with $4 corn to get started to either buy corn, sell milk, or both.
Now, if you're looking for a specific milk marketing strategy, Joe Barker from CAS says a fence is a good idea and explains why.
We had a reduction in the cow herd. Milk per cow was still up, but with less dairy cows, you know, you may see a situation where this price doesn't drop off as much as it historically does. Historically, we have a strong price for cheese in November into December for the holiday season, and the price kind of sells off into the first quarter. You may not see as much of a drop. I do expect a drop. I do think milk prices will come down from November. That's already baked into the futures, right? The futures markets already has that built in. So I am recommending exactly what you said, a fence, where you buy a put to give yourself some price insurance. You sell a call you're comfortable with. We're doing a lot in the class 3 milk, maybe the 17 versus the 18, or maybe the 17 versus the 18 and a half, whatever the producer's comfortable with, and using that as our risk management strategy.
Well, California may be the alleged state of happy cows, but right now it doesn't have a lot of happy dairy producers. Matter of fact, in addressing farm broadcasters, California Ag Secretary Karen Ross did admit the dairy industry in California is in trouble.
We have built our dairy model of being the most efficient, cost-effective milk producer in the country, and we've been very successful in doing that. It got turned upside down last year because we have built our model on importing cheap corn from the Midwest using cheap energy, and that's not a model that probably is going to come back anytime soon.
Now, California is also the only state that sets its own milk price for farmers, and Ross says she's working with the dairy industry to try to change that system.
I'm working with the dairy industry and hope that next year we will update our 50-year-old dairy pricing system. I probably will die trying it, but that's what I'm working on.
Well, looking at our current cheese system, we have barrels down a penny at 174.5 cents per pound. Blocks remain at $1.82, and butter $1.65 a pound. Class 3 mixed to mostly lower. November 1882, December off 12 at 1775, and January class 3 down 6 at 1720. Fairly quiet on the Board of Trade. December corn 417¾ cents. March 426¼ cents per bushel. Beans for January off fractionally at 12.75¼ cents. March up a penny, 12.65¼ cents per bushel. While December wheat drops a penny and a half to 6.48¾ cents per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities 72-87. Most of the slaughter cows 52-71, with slaughter bulls 76-88. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers top at $1.27. Holstein steers, $98 to $1.09. Our replacement bull calves, $1 to $2.20. Heifer calves, $60 to $1.55. The feeder pigs, 40-60 pounders, $30 to $50. Butcher hogs, $60 to $70. And the market lambs, $1.60 and down. And that's your lowdown on the egg front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.